Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I think what Chris has mentioned has really hit the nail on the head. I mean, this is something that, well, it was the guiding principle in as to why member states chose to set up this group of experts, seeing the need to make it easier for passengers to make international rail journeys. And through the process that we've then gone through and we're going through in terms of defining these stations and their technical parameters, etc. What is clear from, well, from the work that's ongoing in the platform and also from what you have mentioned, Chris, is that this is obviously only one small part of the whole process. And it's good to see, I think, that we have this, I don't know what word to use, synergy, this collaboration, this, I really don't know what the word is to use, but that there are different areas that are being addressed across the various work streams and the various entities that are pursuing this work aimed really at encouraging passengers onto the rail sector. There is, of course, a long, long way to go on this, but, you know, if we're starting step by step, then hopefully things will improve. And on that point, I think just to understand how the work of the platform is progressing, you had a slide up earlier which shows, you can see it on my screen, it's not mm-hmm. On the big screen anymore, sorry, the main elements going forward. Yeah. Our timescales and as we discussed at the start, our mandate for this work under the current terms of reference finishes now in September, and we mm-hmm. need to report to the working party in November. What are the general overall timescales and plans going forward for the platform as a whole? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.